Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Y'all are lazy today. Although they weren't lazy in what you learned this weekend in one sentence. They were pretty damn good at it. That was another good one. What'd you learn this weekend? In one sentence.
They're always good.
I'm going to play now. Let that man cook. Right? What is it called?
Let him
eat.
Cook!
Oh.
Let him cook!
The Texans will draft a quarterback late. Let's say Aiden O'Connell in the fourth round. Davis Mills will be their starter this year, and Davis Mills will have an exceptional season and turn into the Houston Texans starting quarterback for years to come.
I said let him cook!
I was thinking about this. What if Davis Mills is the guy?
That's the definition of let him cook.
What if Davis Mills does turn? What if they do say, we don't like any of these quarterbacks? We are going to go with an Aiden O'Connell will fit the offense
well. If you're a real fan.
But Davis Mills wins the job in camp.
There's too many people who, I can tell you this. There's a lot of people who are, Davis Mills could throw 50 touchdown passes 4 years in a row, and there's still a lot of people who are going to want to, but. We can't win the big one. Like, if you didn't win
the Super Bowl, San Francisco hasn't won the big one either.
I know, but, San Francisco also is looking for a quarterback, potentially.
Yeah.
We'll see what Brock Purdy does.
And they did go.
There's
a
lot of fans who are so far out on Davis Mills that I don't know if they can come back. You said exceptional season. Define exceptional.
Exceptional season would be...
he's going to be better in this
35
offense.
35 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Yeah. Oh, that's exceptional.
Exceptional.
That's exceptional. 35 touchdowns. Here's the dirty little secret. If Davis Mills can't be substantially better in this offense, forget even who the wide receivers are, which they should be better. If he can't be much better in this offense, then he probably doesn't need to be a starter in the league anywhere at any point. He's just going to be a garden variety backup.
No, this may be the offense perfect for him.
So here's the scary thing. If you go Davis Mills... and he goes 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. What do you do? Because that's not a great touchdown to interception ratio.
And you're going to win seven games.
Seven wins, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. What do you do? Because, now all of a sudden you say, maybe another year in the offense, and he's cheap. He's super cheap. We can keep building around him. And if he becomes the guy, we're not going to have to pay him a crazy amount of money because, and we can get a fifth. No, you can't get a fifth year out of him because you only get 4 years. But now all of a sudden you're stuck making a second contract decision on Davis Mills.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, this is a possibility for these guys. These guys don't. You're right. San Francisco model does not call. Although they did give up a lot for Trey Lance. They did do that.
No, they did. Yeah. And that's one thing you have to take a look at.
Yeah.
The model doesn't usually call for it, and yet they ended up doing it.
They were lucky that Brock Purdy was just a throw-in at the end of the...
Yeah, let's be honest. C.J. Beathard was a third-rounder who didn't become anything.
Right.
Nick Mullins had his little run, and then that was it.
I think he was probably drafted for backup.
Jimmy Garoppolo was traded. He was not drafted. He was a traded pick. So the whole draft anybody thing hasn't really worked other than a few games with Brock Purdy.
Well, and Garoppolo happened before Shanahan got there, didn't he?
No.
Oh, Shanahan did that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He drafted C.J. Beathard in his first draft and a third, which I've got a – I thought it was such a puzzling pick that I've got a picture. I'll show you the picture where I'm doing this emoji, the finger on the chin emoji, because I'm like, on NFL – on our NFL broadcast. I couldn't believe that pick, and he didn't become anything. But they actually haven't – other than Brock Purdy, you think about it, like this whole just get the small guy who just runs the offense – that hasn't been a great – the West Coast offense, that hasn't been an automatic winner.
What about a Stetson Bennett late instead of an Aiden O'Connell?
Man, there are people who think he's going to get undrafted. You know why? Character concerns.
Yeah.
Swear, they just say he is a turd on wheels.
He's weak.
Just a pain in the ass. Just like he's not worth – the juice isn't worth the squeeze. We're going to get a little guy and he's going to be a pain. That's what I'm hearing from teams. They're like, I said, what round? 6, 7, undrafted wouldn't surprise me. Nobody has. Now, realistically, even at his size, he's probably fifth round guy, but no one thinks he's getting drafted there.
Because he's such a. Because
they just say he's just a pain.
Really?
He's got some. I said, he's got some Baker stuff. They're like, he's got some Johnny stuff. I'm
like, wow. What?
That's out of control. Say Johnny like that.
No.
Feels more Baker. And they're like, Baker had teammates who loved him.
Yeah. Stetson Bennett done?
I don't know.
Well,
I'll tell you this. He's a 25-year-old. He's a lot older than a lot of these guys.
Well, Frankie met him at the Dell in Austin. He was there.
Frankie who?
Frankie, my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not Damaris.
No, Frankie, my daughter, was out at the Dell, and she met him, and she thought he was okay. I mean...
Is your daughter...
He was out there partying. He was having a good time.
Is your daughter married?
No, but her boyfriend was there.
Stetson's got 2 national championships. He probably doesn't care about the boyfriend.
Well, but what kind of money does he come from? That's all I'm worried about.
NIL money.
Yeah, he's got NIL money, but how long is that going to last?
Well, he's going to have priority free agent money. He could end up signing for $10,000.
Well, that's not going to take care of Frankie forever. just so you know, she's got her mother's taste.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna have to up that.
Sounds like she needs to marry a pitcher.
Starting
pitcher with guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, that's exactly what Frankie needs. That's the deal.
Y'all trying to piss me off this morning? Ain't no way Davis Mills is beating out Case. No, I think that you didn't give Case.
No, Case is there just for support.
Moral support?
Well, listen, Davis Mills is going to show in camp, and he's going to...
You're cooking again.
He's going to... Yeah. No.
You're cooking.
Yeah. To add to John's cooking, David Johnson will be brought back in and lead the Texans with 14 TDs.
We're not doing
TDs.
David Johnson again.
Okay? He is going to have a big, big... Davis Mills is... Y'all have written off Davis Mills.
Yep.
Okay?
I have.
You best not write off Davis Mills. I'm just telling you here and now. Okay? I'm just telling you here and now.
Jason McIntyre may be onto this. Houston Texans doing everything in their power to get the Colts to trade up to 2. Huh? Using media heavily. I'd say Ballard is too smart for that. But
Does he love Will Levis?
I don't know. But that would make sense if they're leaking that to somebody. But I haven't seen where the media report comes from. So that's my thing. Are they trying to leak that to get the Colts to trade up? But would you make a move with the Colts? Like, what if they move up to 2 and they get Stroud? You got to not like Stroud. Because what if the Colts move up to 2 and get Stroud and you thought you were going to get Stroud at 4? The only way you would trade back is if you don't want C.J. Stroud.
The only way you trade back is if you don't care which quarterback you get.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right.
Yeah. If you're not taking a quarterback, you trade back.
Total Pro Sports says NFL insider Jay Glazer provides update on Derrick Henry to the Eagles trade. There's a rumor the Eagles are close to trading for Titans running back Derrick Henry. This apparently isn't the case. NFL Jay Glazer. Now, you said... The Bills are a possibility?
Yeah, but Dell made a really good point. Dell texted, they like to run out of shotgun, and that's not good for him because Derrick Henry has to be in an I formation so he can get his legs going downhill. He's not good at stop-start. Same thing with Charbonnet and Zach Charbonnet in this year's draft. Same thing with A.J. Dillon. there's certain running backs who they need the long runway so they can get the momentum built up. So that actually doesn't fit him unless they went under center a lot more. That's really under center is really, or at least in pistol is where you'd use Derrick Henry. So Buffalo may not be a great fit for him. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be great in terms of what they need, but the offense really needs to work for him. Look at Molly Karam has a little, like a 1940s flapper hairdo going today.
Oh, does she? Saw that. Yeah. A little flapper 1940s yeah. hairdo? I don't even know what that means. But
flappers weren't 40s. They were more like roaring 20s, right?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of flappers? I don't know what a flapper is.
You don't know what a flapper
Not
is?
Not a haircut, no.
With the, a lot of times they had the little curly hair here, and they wore headbands and the little short dresses. She's not wearing that.
That seems like
and
a tennis
And they did the
thing.
Charleston. They did this.
That's the 20s.
Yeah, the roaring 20s. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Flapper.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Oh, I went back to the 20s. Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I'm the Knickerbockers. And here comes R.J. Barrett. Rooting down the dime. Oh, look at me. I'm Stephen A. Smith. And you are going to see us play the basketball. Then when Babe Ruth steps up to the plate.
When the babe. All right. 3776 is the number. I want to talk.
Man, I wish I was around in the 20s so I could watch people run super fast around the bases.
Yeah, oh, because they
now,
did.
Now, some people believe that that's because the film is sped up, but I just tend to believe that they ran super fast with very short, choppy steps. Or the basketball dribbling. Yeah. Like, that was real. Bob Cousy.
That was real.
There was no such thing as palming back
no,
in the
no,
day.
No. But little white guys running around with their little choppy legs, running 100 miles an hour.
That was a 20.
Babe Ruth running like, yeah. Yeah.
Say, hey, kids, look at Babe Ruth run around the base pass with short, choppy steps going 100 miles an hour. That's
how many stolen bases did Babe Ruth have?
10.
Okay. We'll look it up on the other side. But first, we're going to talk about Houston Powder
Coaters. Oh, I thought you knew the answer.
I have no idea.
Okay, then I'll go 30, I guess. What? I had no idea what Babe.
I could
be off by 100. I don't know.
We have no idea. But right now, I know this. Houston Powder Coaters is the place to go if you have metal. This is a lot of lawn furniture. We get a lot of lawn furniture talk here because there's that's the most metal thing in a residential area that you're going to have. But you could have anything metal. You could have car parts or your rims or whatever, and you want to keep them. You want to paint them. You want them to look unbelievable. They're going to get all of that rust off. They're going to make sure that it looks perfect every time. Those ovens are spectacular. The priming for all of this is meticulous. They are really, really, really spectacular. And they do everything. They're the biggest by volume and the best. They're just the biggest and the best. 20 years of experience, 5-star customer service, great Google reviews. If you have any metal that you want to keep, that you want long-term, that you want to look its best, that you want to look like it's brand new, if your patio furniture is old and faded or whatever it is, you got anything that they can do anything metal. All you got to do is go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Stetson, when he passes the breathalyzer, he's got his arms in the air celebrating. Don't put Johnny on anybody except me. You can put John. Hey, you're a lot like Johnny. Okay, I get that. Can't put that on a player.
What?
If I was coming out in the draft when I was coming out after my college career, I would be Johnny Manziel. There's no question. There's no question. But you can't put that on another human being.
It's what a team is doing.
Oh,
I tried to even say, you mean more like Baker Mayfield, right? No, Johnny. No, Baker's teammates liked him. I'm like, oh, my God. What? When you say like Johnny, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
You can't.
Maybe he means unlikable like Johnny.
No, Johnny's teammates, I think, liked him too.
Did they?
think so, right?
Yeah. Well,
did they not? No. He's saying, okay, so if you say both those guys had kind of, you know, douchebaggy qualities, yeah. maybe some like to party a little too hard, didn't whatever. But then you say, okay, what's more like Baker, right? No, Baker's teammates liked him. So what they're saying is, no, he's more like Johnny, where Johnny goes harder in the paint than Baker Mayfield.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, did you hear?
Don't shoot the messenger. I mean, I'm watching him play football, and I'm like, yeah, he looks like pretty good quarterback. Oh, look, he's older. Oh, look, he's, you know, he's throwing away. He throws his best. He plays his best football on the. I mean, you know, I don't know the guy.
He's 5'7", 140. But
he's not big, but he can sling it a little bit.
No, he can sling it.
I think Baker Mayfield. Now, if you want to talk about college quarterbacks, to me, Baker Mayfield, you want to get to tape, it'd be like this. Okay, Bryce Young, Hendon Hooker, Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield. Stetson Bennett. And then we'll get down to Levis and Richardson, you know, down the road. I just want to say tape. Stetson Bennett would probably be third behind Hendon Hooker, who would be two, and one would be Bryce Young. If that's how it worked. But that's not how it works. Stetson's tape was a little uneven in the middle of the year. But, boy, if we're going to say C.J. Stroud, what he did against Georgia, Stetson Bennett, anytime he plays in the playoffs, last year and this year, go look at his stats in the playoffs. It's really good. Like, you're going to freak out how good it is, Stetson Bennett, how good he plays. You're not even going to believe this. Number one, while I'm looking this up, can you tell us how many stolen bases Babe Ruth had?
I can get that.
All right, don't worry about it.
All right, I get it.
Because that's what everyone's waiting for right now.
So it was Babe Ruth's stats all time. Let's go. Baseball reference has to have the biggest baseball reference ever.
I'm going to say 35 stolen bases, but I just don't know.
Okay, stolen base. How about 123? 123 stolen bases. He had none up until... He had two seasons where he had 17. Two seasons where he had 17. Holy crap. Babe Ruth stealing bases with that little choppy... You know, he's eating hot dogs on the way down. How about that? You think he could steal off Maldonado?
No, Babe Ruth got punched out. Even with those super fast steps...
Yeah.
That everyone in the 20s had on video.
Right.
I think Maldi's still throwing.
Do you think that he would be better at the plate than Maldonado with the bases loaded?
Yes.
Right now, I mean.
Yes. Right now. Yes.
It's so awful.
I'm going to throw you some Stetson Bennett numbers.
Okay.
And go ahead and get ready for this. Ready?
Okay.
Stetson Bennett I'm going to go back to 2021 first, and we're going SEC championship game and then playoffs. All right? SEC championship game against Alabama, 2021, or the 2021 season. 29 of 48 for 340 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Michigan, semifinals, 20 of 30 for 313, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Alabama, national championship, 17 of 26 for 224, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Okay, so last year he had 8 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And 2 games over 300 yards. All right, 2022 this year, SEC championship game against LSU, 23 of 29 for 274, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Against Ohio State, 23 of 34 for 398 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. TCU national championship, 18 of 25 for 304, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. This year, in the SEC championship game and then against Ohio State and TCU, he had 11 touchdowns and 1 interception. He averaged over 300 yards per game.
And in the TCU game, he didn't even – it was over at half. It was over before the half.
I think I actually wrote these stats up for Stetson Bennett's draft profile. I looked it up, and I was like, what in the world? Stetson Bennett's draft profile. Here we go. I think I've got the stats in here. He threw for in championship SEC championship games and national title. He posted 308.8 passing yards per game with a completion rate of 67.7% and a touchdown to interception ratio of 19-3 while going 5-1 over the last 6 postseason games. 19 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. This is against the best competition, right? We're going SEC championship games and then two playoff games. He's 5-1, 19 touchdowns to three interceptions, completed almost 68% of his passes, and averaged over 308.8 yards. I'm just saying, this guy at quarterback is like, this is an actual performance. Now, who are these great wide receivers? Go through all the great Georgia wide receivers. You've had an injured, George Pickens, who was actually injured and just came back for one game. You had Brock Bowers, who's actually really good. But who you have, what's his name? McConkie, but it's not Phil McConkie. He's not related to McConkie. You have him, and actually, don't let the white skin fool you. This guy's a good wide receiver. NFL people are already like, no, he's legit.
Is he? He's not in this draft.
No. They're like, no, he's a player. Like, you'll be writing him up in the first two rounds. He's a really good player. But that stat for Stetson Bennett blows me away. Like, how good he was against
when I watched him in the post, I'm like, why can't he be an NFL?
Yeah, you were texting like that, and then when you watch his throws, it's like, man, he's on the money.
He's everywhere. I mean, I don't think it's ridiculous to think that he's going to be a late pick, and at some point he's going to be playing in the NFL, and you go, well, what didn't we see here? We saw this. Why are we so surprised that he's doing good, that he's doing well in the pros? Because he very well could be. Is he just that big a D?
I mean, yeah, I guess, but he's short. He's short, old, and maybe not super likable, I guess. I just know the performance on the field is really good. But I think it's he's short, older, and not likable. So maybe that's a bad combination.
I saw his teammates hugging him and stuff, though. So
yeah, I saw some of them.
Yeah.
I actually keep an eye on that kind of stuff. I want to see how guys like quarterbacks. Like, you know, it is important. So I was up in a press box at Texas 3 years ago, and Rustin Webster was there. He's a former GM of the Tennessee Titans. He works for the Falcons now. One of the nicest guys. Always been great to me. Just been great. And either that or it might have been at LSU Auburn when Fournette had that big game, but I feel like I was at a Texas game. And he's looking down on the sidelines during the timeout. He takes his binoculars off, or he picks his binoculars up. We're in the press box, and he looks down. Yeah, that was at LSU. It was not at Texas. And he starts looking down with his binoculars on the sideline. And I asked him, I said, when he was done, I said, Rustin, what are you looking at? And I've noticed other scouts doing that. And he said, well, for me, I look down and I want to see what the quarterback's doing on the sideline. I want to see if he's panicky. I want to see if he's composed. I want to see what he said. I look on the sideline also when he's out of a game. I want to see what he's doing on the sideline with his teammates. I want to see if his teammates are getting along with him. He's pumping them up. Like, I want to see how he's behaving. And I said, so that really matters to you. He goes, oh yeah. He said, he's the heartbeat of a team. So I want to see how teammates respond to him. I want to see what his activity level's like on the sideline. So apparently a lot of scouts do this, is they will, when a quarterback's on the sideline, they've got their binoculars looking at quarterbacks during timeouts, during when they're off the field. They want to just see, you know, how they're interacting and what their behavior is. Because apparently a lot of quarterbacks will also sulk or pout, and that's something that they really do not like at all. Because it shows a level of, they consider it mental weakness. If you're pouting and sulking on the sideline, they don't like it.
No. Oh, well, and you want to see how... Yeah, absolutely. You want to see what kind of leader he is. There's no question about that. Hey, I want to see what your issue is. And if you have an issue, I got the Morley Law Firm here for you. If you have a DUI, a DWI, assault, whatever kind of assault charges you have, a drug crime, a theft, fraud, sex crime, prostitution, unlawfully carrying a weapon, child abuse, money laundering, man, you got some issues, bruh. Well, you got a problem.
You just sound like you just did Ozark's storyline.
Well, I guess. I mean, they could have used the Morley Law Firm better than that woman that got shot in the head. Listen, all you need to do is make the call Morley Law. If you're looking for the best way to take care of any issue that you have police-wise, criminally, I didn't do it. Well, then you need a lawyer, okay, to help prove that you didn't do it. I did it. Well, you need a lawyer to help get you through and maybe get you a lesser sentence than you're going to get. Or maybe prove that you, or say that you didn't do it. I don't know. Maybe they didn't get you off. But you got to make the call morally law. And then if you have an auto accident, a wrongful death, an 18-wheeler, if you have asbestos, medical malpractice, insurance problems, you make the call morally law. They're going to help you civilly, criminally, no matter what it is. They've got experience in all of these things. If you've got immigration issues, now you've got a problem, and they say habla español here. So if you're looking for the best way to take care of any issue that you have, make the call Morley Law. Tell them that you heard it right here. MorleyLaw.com. Make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Some people aren't very happy with your cooking.
I don't care about what you cooked. They don't like my cooking.
Your cooking, if you missed it, John cooked with Davis Mills is going to be the quarterback this year, and he's going to have an exceptional year, meaning 35 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Yeah.
And be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, that's my cooking. That's right.
John just cooked.
There's some things we missed so far. First, Uncle Mike had a walk and a hit yesterday for the Dulces they wore yesterday. They wore Dulces uniforms. Second, Altuve is closer than we thought.
So he heals back. He's not human.
Now, Brad Kellner said because he has little bones, because he's a little person. Is that true? Do you think that he heals faster because he's little?
I'm not going to say it's not true.
I'm not going to say it's not true either.
How long did dinosaurs take to heal? Probably forever.
They couldn't heal. How they became extinct.
Zion Williamson. Okay. Zion, big Altuve. Man, takes forever. Altuve, little bone, heals faster. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
You ever seen an ant? You could throw an ant down on the ground as hard as you can, try to break an ant's back. Doesn't work.
No.
They just keep going.
So there's that. Here's Victor Wembanyama. He was on.
We're going to hear him talk?
Yeah. He was on ESPN. That's right. With Malika. Malika Andrews. I just call her. She's a one name girl. Malika. Do you know another Malika? No. And this one's smoking hot. Here's Victor Wembanyama on with Malika.
It's been a year with so many great news for me. So, first of all, I want to thank everyone that has been part of that journey, you know, that year and all the previous years, all my coaches, my family. And I'm really excited to announce that I'm going to declare to the 2023 NBA draft. So I hope it's big news.
Wow. Victor Wembanyama.
There have been a lot of talk about Victor just going back and playing for a French team for about 70,000 francs or whatever they have over there. But now it looks like he's going to go ahead. Now he's taking the money. You know, here's another guy. It's just a money chase. I thought he might end up back in France another year.
No, he said.
There's been a lot of talk about him going back to France.
Yeah. So.
Well, Paul Gallant doesn't think he has a French accent. I thought there was French in that accent.
Not much.
You didn't think
so? Not much, no. I thought he'd be Frenchier, too.
Wembanyama is not a French name,
per
se.
No, he's probably from somewhere in Africa. And
in France, kind of like Giannis. Giannis doesn't sound Greek. I never saw him spray Windex on anything. Has he ever made baklava or pisticcio?
No, I don't know. Luka Matthes, maybe.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be
stuffed grape leaves.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Is stuffed grape leaves Greek or is it Lebanese?
It's awful.
No, stuffed grape leaves are great.
No, they're terrible. Don't say that.
No, it's an acquired taste, but sometimes your people in the Lebanese.
Yeah, that's all
it's like
it's
a, very similar. A culture, no, very similar
listen,
culture.
I've been in Greece. It's like a Middle Eastern country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're basically Middle Eastern.
I am. Half. The other half Italian. That's not Middle Eastern.
But aren't they also like a cross between a Middle Eastern and an Italian, the Greek? Don't you feel kinda, like the Greek has got a little bit of an Italy vibe? Or I've never been.
I mean, it's a buffer between the Middle East and Italy is what Greece is. Yeah.
So it makes sense. Maybe you got a little of the – it seems like they're not really in on the – well, the pasticcio is just basically they tried to jack jack lasagna.
That's what they did, yeah.
And they're like, how about we don't put any red sauce on it? Well, maybe just we have noodles and a cheese and a cream sauce, but no onion. We have no red sauce on it.
But there's no Italian sausage in it. You're going to have a lasagna with no Italian sausage.
We're going to take a you grape leaves. We also do some
Middle Eastern. Then they got the round noodles in it. It's not like...
How would you like a tabbouleh?
Yeah.
How would you like a...
No. We haven't had good grape leaves. We started all the cooking, says Gus Economides.
Grape leaves.
We started all the
cooking.
You
never had grape leaves right down there at Echo's?
Yeah.
They're pretty good,
Jalen Green made this. Oh, you want... Let him cook.
I know. We did this on Friday.
We did?
Yeah, we did it on Friday. We didn't have the sound, though.
Oh.
RJ just mentioned it. Here, let him cook. You want to talk about cooking?
Let Jalen Green cook, RJ.
Yeah, we in the playoffs next year. That's what the plan is. That's what the goal is. Try to get some wins. It's a whole different year next year. We're going in different.
Coming in hot.
Light the fuse.
Hashtag.
I said let him cook.
Hashtag light the fuse.
How about vibes?
I like light the fuse. You could hear vibes in the background.
You're over vibes going on.
But hashtag light the fuse. He just put it out there. Yeah. Light the fuse. He said they're going in with a different mindset. I like it. I love it. I love that he was. Where did they talk to him? Somebody just stopped in at club
just
somewhere.
That was on his Instagram Live.
Okay. So it's going to be different next year, John. He already said it's going to be different. You know, Nick Nurse is gone now, so Nick Nurse is interviewed with the Houston Rockets. Who do you think, in order, what would your guess be for Rockets head coach?
Udoka?
No. Like if there were odds.
Yeah, Udoka's number one.
Okay.
Udoka's number one. Vol's two.
Why would Nurse spot not be way up there?
Because you have to give.
Not if they get rid of him.
If they get rid of him, is it over? Is Nick Nurse isn't out? Is he? No, is Nick Nurse out?
As the Raptors coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah. He got fired.
Yeah, he got fired over the weekend. No, he got fired. What, Thursday? Friday
last week.
Yeah, he got fired. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then apparently Sam Cassell just interviewed yesterday.
Yeah, they're bringing Udoka back for another, and somebody else back for another. There's two guys coming back for another.
So Kenny Atkinson, you think is?
I think Kenny Atkinson.
I mean, Kenny Atkinson would make some. Although my guess now, Kenny Atkinson has been a head coach, but they've got to find a coach that is going to elicit the respect, demand the respect at that position. The head coach has to be able to say, this is what we're doing, and the team has to do it. That's really, frankly, non-negotiable now. If the players don't get on board with the new coach, they got to go. Whoever the player is that's going to act like an a-hole and not going to be coachable, they got to go. To build a team that will be successful, you must have star players who buy in. It has to come from the stars. But to get it to that point, they have to buy into the coach. And anything else is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
You have to buy into the coach. Well, so you got to find a coach that you think they'll buy into.
It's number one. He's got to, first of all, if you're going to be the coach here, you're going to have to
be patient.
You're going to have to stress defense.
Yep.
You're going to have to stress. You're going to have a plan for this team that's not a good defensive team to be a good defensive team. That's what you're going to have to do.
It doesn't have to be vibes.
That's how
RJ.
You win this job here, because I can tell you this. The front office here is tired of this defense. Tired.
Is there any chance that you could convince the players that defense is a vibe?
No. Well, I don't know.
You can't see somebody saying the Rockets defense is a whole ass vibe. I could see, like, trying to trick them.
Yeah.
Like, man, y'all's defense is a vibe.
I don't know.
If somebody in the locker room said there at a post game press conference, yes, I have a question for Jalen. Jalen, it seems like Jalen Lance Zierlein, ESPN 97.5. It seems like y'all's defense is like a whole vibe. Can you tell me about like when y'all became, you know, defense, y'all started vibing on defense, and then like what are your goals defensively as a team? See, that's how you trick people. You ask tricky defensive questions like, oh, man, they think defense is cool.
Yeah,
it's a vibe.
It's Udoka and Vogel having the second interviews. So okay. I think those two are the favorites. Those are the first two names that I heard anyway in the building. And those are the two guys that are probably, to me, are the favorites. We'll see. Maybe a Nick Nurse comes. Maybe they weren't even talking about Nick Nurse because he was still the head coach over there. But, you know, Nick Nurse should be. He absolutely should be a big possibility here. 946 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about Artisan Grange. If you're looking for the best way to get out of that dip, it's gross. Stop already. I mean, I don't even know why. Why are you doing this? Why are you being gross? Because it really is gross to be dipping and spitting and yellow teeth and brown stuff in between your teeth and the... in the spit cup, it's gross, and you've got it on your shirt. It's, women love that. Can I tell you what women really don't love? Dip, okay? So why don't you do some hemp in a pouch made of hemp, nicotine-free, tobacco-free, CBD oil inside, so you're not spitting it. You actually want to swallow it because it does have CBD in it, so you want that. But you still get the flavor. Because they've got all the different flavors that you could possibly want, and they, including tobacco, the cinnamon carton. It's beautiful. All of them: mint, wintergreen, straight, dark mint, ice mint, citrus, berry, whatever it is that you're looking for, you got it. And you still get that sensation, but you don't have the dangers of dip and the grossness of dip. So if you're looking for the best way to dip right now, 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, you know, have you ever swiped right?
No, I don't do Tinder or whatever.
Yeah, so... a lot of people will look at people and they will say, oh, I'm going to swipe right. I'd see that person. That's a nice one. What about if I just hear their name? What are the five hottest names that you would swipe right for?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Well, I don't think they give. I'm just talking about first names.
I can't say Mary.
Mary
doesn't really work. No. I don't know. Destiny?
Brianna is number one.
Okay.
Erica. Brianna. Erica is number two. Lexi is three. Brooke, and then Vanessa. Vanessa sounds hot.
My wife.
Sounds hot.
Yeah. I wanted to name my daughter.
You should have said Nicole is the only one I would swipe right for.
Well, I try to swipe right every night. It's just not successful. She doesn't swipe right back. But, hey. Swipe right. I didn't hear anything. I wanted to name my daughter there, Mariana. I wanted to name her, call her Lexi, and then like maybe Alexis Lexi. She's like, no, that sounds like a stripper name. So thanks. That's kind of on.
Yeah, I wanted to call my daughter Antoinette, and no, not like
got her head
Marie gone. Antoinette.
Yeah,
no, like Tony. We call her Tony.
Yeah, girl with Tony. Now she's Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are dead set on having a girl with a boy name.
Boy's name. Yeah, because, you know. Yeah. And these are the five hottest male names. Brett, Tyler, Corey, Andy, and Noah.
Andy and Noah?
Noah, yeah.
With the flood?
Yeah. Noah with the flood.
Whose report is who did this?
These are the names that are swiped right most.
Then all those people are on there the most.
Yes.
It's just simply an amount of... Yeah, there's a lot of Noahs on there. You know why? Because they're not doing well in the real world.
Spanish firm.
Cody. Did you say Cody?
Cody. Corey.
Oh, Corey. Okay. Yeah.
Apparently, if Spanish firm is under fire, apparently a court has ruled They couldn't fire an electrician for drinking alcohol during working hours. Hello, I've been saying this for years.
You can't go by your rationale.
We're finally, finally figuring this out.
You can't go by your rationale.
If we're going to work, we need to be able to drink while we work. I mean, if I was... Oh, not that it didn't happen. When I was doing the afternoon show with over on the other side with Sean...
Oh, you can't do an afternoon show.
I was tanked. I can't tell you how many times. Can't tell me. The Texas Senate has passed a bill requiring public classrooms to display...
guns.
The Ten Commandments.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. See, the Ten Commandments.
Well, I mean, public school. Going by the public school Ten Commandments. Yeah. We've got magazine holes. I don't even know what to say anymore at school. Not phones.
It wasn't just introduced. It was passed. A bill that requires the Ten Commandments in public schools. This is exactly the opposite.
Separation of church and state.
Yes. Exactly the opposite.
I've noticed a lot of things. We don't necessarily do freedom of speech that much anymore. We've broken free on the whole church and state thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of... The Founding Fathers, I think, would say, hold on a second. I don't feel like this was one of our things.
So this happened. This actually happened. Belgian authorities destroyed 2,352 cans of Miller High Life. Do you know why?
It's not the official beer of Belgium.
No, that's not why.
Well, Belgium's got their own beer.
Yeah, they got Belgium has really good beer.
Yeah.
Well, not Coors Light. But
so it's like, is it a... Well, I don't know. Why?
No, it's because it says it's the champagne of beers. And Belgium said, it's not champagne. So they destroyed the cans that were coming into their country.
Wait, it's... What's considered the champagne of beers?
Because it was false advertising.
What do they call the champagne of beers?
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, yeah. And then... Coors is the banquet beer, right?
The gold can.
Yeah.
But maybe you're taking a little too literal.
It's just a
beer that says it's the champagne of beers.
Did you see your girl from Bud Light stepped away?
Who?
The Bud Light, the girl that sent it all to all the influencers and Dylan Mulvaney or whatever is the one who did the whole thing, and everyone started shooting their beer with guns or whatever.
Right, right.
And the lady who's responsible for it, she's taking a leave of absence.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That she wasn't...
That's not news of the world. That was what I call news of the expected.
Much expected. Survey says most Americans don't have a penny of emergency savings. How much you got saved up?
I got more than a penny, but it's not as much as it needs to be. And kids going to college, though.
I can tell you, yeah.
Well, actually, I may have a little bit more going back to it, the way these grades are going in high school for a couple of my sons.
Yeah.
Got some money I'm about to throw. We're to switch accounts.
I ain't throwing it at your college
fund. I'm just telling you now, I will not burn money in college. I'm not burning money.
Well, how much would you spend on tequila, though?
I'd spend whatever it takes to get Maestro Dobel. Now, fortunately, I don't have to overspend at all because Maestro Dobel is extraordinarily reasonably priced for being such a high-end tequila. And I mean the Reposada, I mean the Añejo Extra, the Añejo Cristalino, the Standard Cristalino, the Silver, the Smoke Silver. These are all tequilas that Maestro Dobel makes. They're all tequilas. Now, they may not carry, your local liquor store may not carry all of them, but you can go find which ones do. And if your liquor store doesn't carry them, say, hey, I want you to carry Maestro Dobel. Everyone who tries it, who buys a bottle, they're blown away by it. I just had one with the Añejo, he sent, which is my favorite. Well, the Cristalino and the Añejo are my favorites. But, you know, if you like smoky cocktails, Smoke Silver is great. Reposada is great. Go find a tequila that you like the best. 11 generations of tequila makers have been putting this together in Mexico, and it's in the States now, and it's just such a popular, popular brand because it's so good. The flavor is always smooth, a little hint of sweetness. You cannot go wrong with Maestro Dobel. Make sure that you try Maestro Dobel. It's Maestro Dobel.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but
your mama.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.